welcome everyone. We're going to come and take communion all together right now as we go into prayer. What a beautiful Friday night. We are going to go into worship and praise and just pour all our oil out at the feet of Jesus. Papa, thank you right now. Beloved, thank you right now for your communion with us, for the love that you pour out over your people. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for your beautiful ways. We have such a wonderful companion with us tonight. He is so beautiful. He is so wonderful. Oh, just open up your heart right now and let him love on you. Let him pour out into you. Pour out who he is into you. Papa, we just come to you and we receive. We receive what you have for us tonight. It is all about you. It is all about you. We leave our day behind. We leave our problems behind. And right here at your feet, Jesus, right here at your feet, Jesus, where we belong, where we see your face, where we abide. How beautiful you are. How beautiful you are. How beautiful you are. Oh, just more and more open up your heart to him, more and more. More and more. Ere le rata, yara la rashe, yara la rakere. E yara la rate, ere le rasha, yara la rakere. Jesus, but your love, but your face, but your eyes, nothing else but you. We focus on nothing else but you, Jesus. We focus on nothing else but you. Oh, we're open, we're open, we're open. We're open, we're open, we're open. Right now, we just declare how open we are to you. Oh, we speak into our reality. We speak into our reality that we are open for you. Come and invade this place. Come and invade our heart deeper and deeper. Come and invade our heart more than you've ever before. Oh, come and invade our mind, invade our understanding. Invade our reality with your love. Nothing else but your love. Nothing else but your love.
And offer him what the love of God will be perfected within the one who obeys God's word. We can be sure that we've truly come to live in intimacy with God, not just by saying, I am intimate with God, but by walking in the footsteps of Jesus. Walk in your footsteps. Lord, we pray over our city. We pray over our homes. That through our walk with Jesus, your presence will be ground shaking. It will be ground shaking. It will shake the earth. It'll be known to every person on this planet. Oh, revival will stir up. We want to know you, Jesus, more and more. By walking in your footsteps, we'll become one with you, Lord. Christ the Beloved is the answer. The Father is the answer. The Holy Spirit is the answer. He in His fullness is the answer. So behold the mystery of Christ. So behold the love of Christ. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. For He so
so Spirit. Thank you so much for Papa's love. Thank you for your presence, my King. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your goodness. Thanksgiving is such a powerful weapon. We just honor you and we acknowledge you, how blessed we are, how pampered we are in your presence, how pampered we are with your favor and your goodness and your blessing and your voice that speaks to us every day. Holy Spirit, I just ask that you take every heart deeper. You only gave us two options, to be a giver and a taker. We choose to be givers right now. We choose to honor your name. We choose to bless your name. We choose to give our adoration to you. We choose to love on you. We choose to focus on you. We choose to truly surrender our life, our heart, everything that we are. You are a lover. You are a deep lover. You are a personal lover. Papa, I just ask for your encounter with every person in this place. Take us deeper. Take us deeper into the intimate, supernatural abyss of your goodness, of your embrace. Teach us to be givers like you are, my God. Thank you for honoring Jesus. Thank you for honoring Papa in this place. Yeah, mama, mama, yes, kita na manori lolo kushata ma yesira lele kaskira. Ki mama, 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 yes, ta mama yesora lele kushata na lele kaskira. Couple of verses that have been stuck out to me. I know this is super random, but I just want to hear them. I don't know who this is for, but I just want to, like, truly just release them. Psalms 68, verse 4. Sing praises to God and to His name. Sing loud praise to Him who rides the clouds. His name and the Lord. His name is the Lord. Rejoice in His presence. Right here. This is something that's been bubbling in my heart for months. I've been asking to it. I'm like, Holy Spirit, how do I attract you more into my life? How do I carry more of your favor? How can I become more into your image and your likeness? This is what Holy Spirit started saying. Psalms 68:5. He's the father to the fatherless. He's the defender of widows. This God whose dwelling is holy. God's place. God places the lonely in families. He sets the prisoners free and gives them joy. But He makes the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. What that means is that for us to understand God's likeness, we start doing. Another verse. It's in Matthew. This is pretty crazy. Matthew 25:35. You guys know this verse, but I'm going somewhere with this. For I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you invited me into your home. I was naked and you gave me clothes. I was sick and you cared for me. I was in prison and you visited me. The righteous ones will reply to the Lord, when did we ever see you hungry or fed you, or thirsty and gave you water, or a stranger and show you hospitality, or naked and gave you clothes? When did we ever see you sick and in prison and visit you? What this tells me is two commandments. We love on God and then we turn around and we see God all around us. This week, God sent me so many opportunities to love on people and just bless people. And His presence has been multiplying in my heart, around me, in such a thick cloud. I just want to release that. Holy Spirit, I just ask the ones that hear me, the ones that are mature, I ask that they become givers just like you are. I just ask that they start giving. They start becoming sensitive to your voice, to your leading. They start truly embracing you and start seeing you in every opportunity that is in their life. Holy Spirit, we come together to worship you and glorify your name here. But from this place and from the overflow in our lives, we go out to the world, to our communities, to our lives, and we shine you, and we see more of your favor and more of your blessing and more of you being poured out there than in here. Holy Spirit, the ones that are still young, I just ask that they get refilled right now, that they take from you what is needed, that they are loved by you, that they are embraced by you, that they are cared and provided by you. You are so good. You are so faithful. You are so loving. And we're just gonna give you glory, and we're gonna keep on glorifying you and praising your name, because you are so faithful when we are faithless so many times. You're always there in our lives when we don't see you. Thank you so much, Holy Spirit, for testing us in different areas of our lives, for giving us trials and all kinds of stuff so our faith can go deeper in you, so our love can take deeper roots in you. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you for being in this place right now. Just ask that you take this house even deeper, an opportunity to serve you and love on you and love on each other, and just dive deep into your presence, into your heart. Thank you, my King. Thank you, my King, for paying the ultimate price so we can be set free, so we can be clothed, so we can be walking in favor, so we can be full of your wisdom, understanding, your spirit, your peace, your joy, my God, and that is real. When your presence and you rest on our lives, Jesus, I just honor you for so many things, because you are a good God, you are a big God. Thank you so much, my God, that we can lose ourselves and we can give this stage, we can give our lives to you, so you can be a river that overflows, a river that is truly never ending and that flows into everything that we aim our focus in. God, pour it out right now over this place. Pour it out over every heart. Pour it out, my King, over this city. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I know you're doing so much work in this city, my King, that these prayers, that our words, that our declarations, that our worship to you, that ignites people. It truly attracts people. It truly sets the captives free in our cities, my King. We just honor you, my God, and we scream your name, Jesus Christ, the Holy Messiah, the perfect Lamb. We release your name into our neighborhoods. We release your name over all of these cities, Papa, every corner of this city. Let your angels, Papa, let your glory, Papa, let your presence, Papa, be released. Be released. We are hungry as your kids to see heaven come on this earth. Heaven come into our lives in a deeper way, in a deeper way. Oh, my King, I love you. You are so good. We just submit to your authority, to your power, to your rulership, to your kingship, to your lordship, my God. Yes, Jesus, yes. Yes, Jesus, we say yes. We say yes, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come into every area of our hearts, my King. Come into every area of our hearts, God. Set us with passion, with hunger, with fire, Jesus. Set us with purity, ignite us with you. That we reflect you, that we shine you, that we release you, my King, in the most simplest ways. That we truly, Papa, are images of your love. Wow, Holy Spirit. Jesus, be magnified in this place, the sacrifice lamb. Sacrifice lamb. We just embrace you. We embrace you. We honor you. We cherish you. We accept you.
I walk
Jesus, we love you. We love you so much, my King. We love you so much, and we just focus on you. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you, my Jesus. It's all about you. It's all about you, my King. It's all about you, my King. It's all about you, Jesus. You are the slaughtered lamb for us. You made it all about us, and now we make it all about you, my King. Our lives belong to you. We are yours. Your creation just worships you, glorifies you. Your kids just adore you, long for you, desire you, love you, bless you. many things. Thank you so much, Jesus. It's all about you. It's all about you. Thank you that you are our provider, that you are our protector. You provide fresh oil in our lamps daily, my King. You are our substance for survival. You are wisdom, understanding. You are light. You are everything to us, my Jesus. It's all about you. It's all about you. You are the beginning. You are the end of our lives, of this time frame, of all of it. It's all about you, Holy King. It's all about you, my beloved. Have your glory. It's all yours. Have your glory, my beloved. Have your honor. You deserve it. We acknowledge it. Help us walk it out. Thank you, King. Thank you that our words and our hearts align with our attitudes, that we can be real inside out, honoring you, glorifying you, walking with you. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. King. King Jesus. Thank you.
Oh, you are so yummy. 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 You are so yummy, my King. You are so yummy, Jesus. You are so yummy. You are so yummy. You are so yummy, Abba. You are so yummy, Messiah. You are so yummy. You are so yummy. The Almighty. Oh, the Almighty is yummy. The Almighty is yummy. He is so yummy.
Shouted for joy, who kept the sea inside its boundaries and
from the womb, as it burst from the womb, and as I clothed it with clouds and wrapped it in thick darkness. For I locked it behind bare gates, limiting its shores. I said, this far and no farther will you come. Here your proud waves must stop. But have you ever commanded the morning to appear and cause the dawn to rise in the east? Have you made daylight spread to the ends of the earth, to bring an end to the night's wickedness? As the light approaches and earth takes shape like clay pressed beneath a seal, it is robed in brilliant colors. The lights disturb the wicked and stop the arm that raises in violence. This is just a little bit, but there's so much more. There's so much more of how mighty God is, how much more there is to him than what we think, how much more there is of him than what we think. And we never stop. We never stop to explore. We never stop to explore more of him. We never stop to explore beyond our life, beyond the boundaries of our life. Father, right now we are placing all these limitations before you. Right now we surrender them to him. We surrender them to you. And we call every limitation that we have on you, that we have on your presence, that we have on your word, that we have on your heart right now, to bring glory to you, to bring honor to you. Oh, Jesus, Jesus just wants to take you deeper into him. He just wants you to taste his freedom, his wild nature, his wild nature. And he is here, and he is here, and he says, taste and see. But to taste and see, you need to take a step forward. You need to take a step forward. You need to take a step of pursuit, of wild pursuit after him that you do not understand, that you do not understand. You will not understand the step, but it needs to be taken. It needs to be taken to taste. It needs to be taken to see. It needs to be taken. It needs to be taken. Oh, Father, right now we just take this step in faith into you. We take this step in faith into you, to know how wonderful you are, to know how limitless you are, to know how limitless you are, to know how limitless you are, to know.
How beautiful is our Creator?
that you do, the one we praise, the one we worship. Oh, he is so limitless. He is so limitless. He is so limitless. His thoughts are limitless. His actions are limitless. Oh, his love is limitless. We get to walk in such complete freedom to know such a loving God because of a limitless love, because of his limitless love, because of his limitless love. That's the love of the Father. That's the love of the Father. That's the love of the Father. Oh, this is about you. This is all about you. This is all about you. How beautiful, how beautiful, how beautiful. Oh, you're worthy, worthy, worthy. Worthy, worthy, worthy. Worthy, worthy, worthy. His name. He is worthy of his name. He is worthy of his name. Oh, no one else is as worthy as our God of his name. Oh, you're worthy of your name. 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 The spirit realm, but we also pray.
yoke is easy and your burden is light. We thank you, Lord.
Special Holy Spirit, you are so special, my Jesus. There is so much riches in you, my God, and when we lose ourselves in you, we live all of that out. Thank you so much for being our God, for being our friend. Such a special time. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that we have everything we need in you. We genuinely have everything we need in you every day. Every situation, every minute, we have everything in you. To know that, realize that, that is so comforting. That is so much to be thankful for. That is so big, because we're fully taken care of. For life, for eternity. Thank you, Jesus. God's people, give him glory. He deserves it. Thank you, Jesus. He's so good.